Smithers, guess what happened to me last night?
I don't know, sir. You had sex with that old woman?
She said no to me. Do you know how many women have said no to me? 130, but only one since I've become a billionaire. And she's the one for me. I am in love!
Whoop-de-do, sir.
Yes, whoop-de-doo. Whoop-de-doo to the world. Whoop-de-doo, Mr. Florist. Whoop-de-doo, Mr. Physical Trainer. Whoop-de-doo, Mr. President.
I'm happy you finally found love.
Whoop-de-doo, Tarantula Town. Whoop-de-doo, employees. Everyone who's found true love may leave early today.
Yeah! All right.
Hello, and welcome to Put It in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
Terry, I am very well. Very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Thank you.
Well.
How have you been, apart from well, in the last couple of weeks since I've seen you?
I have been well, as previously stated. And...
No, not been up to much.
What have we been doing?
Post-holiday blues?
Not really. Like I said, I was quite happy to be back. I'll tell you what, Terry, if I can get straight into it.
Oh, yeah.
I've been busy watching some stuff.
Hello!
Which is...
favorite part of the episode.
Excuse me. Jesus. Today, Terry, as you can see, I have opted for just a good old-fashioned can of Coke to get my energy.
Can't beat it.
I was looking at all the other... What's that?
The Lucozade Citrus Clear. The mightiest of all the Lucozades, since they've reduced the sugar.
You wouldn't be a red Lucozade man?
Not since they reduced the sugar. I mean,
it's
still...
You've always been a fan of Lucozade franchise.
Yeah,
you've been a Lucozade man for a long time. Yeah. I've also got, you may notice, Terry, and I'm eating for the first time ever, one of those Fulfill bars that everyone's talking about. Now, sure, it's a cookies and cream...
Which protein, is it?
20 grams.
Terry. Of what?
Protein.
Okay, but like, what's in it? Beef?
I don't know. No, I don't know.
Chicken?
I don't know what they do. Well, I'm not reading the ingredients, but listen. What do you got there?
Yorkie. Real
no
man
mess.
Chocolate. Remember that slogan?
Not for girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't get over that today.
You couldn't. That was actually a great marketing idea.
Yeah.
Of like,
because it included the women.
Yeah.
As well. They'd be like, oh, you know, screw that.
And the girls
guy.
Would be like,
I'm going to
yeah, have it. I'm
exactly,
against
yeah.
Yeah,
good
yeah,
marketing.
Yeah. That's actually
Don
really good.
Draper would have
approved.
Yes.
Listen, I've been watching some stuff, Terry. I want to get your thoughts on them.
Hit me.
Now, first of all, I know you're not. You know what? I don't want to be painting you with the wrong brush here, but I know you.
Tread carefully, Andrew.
I know you generally don't watch a lot of, like, straight up stand up specials, unless I'm mistaken.
Yes, you are not mistaken. As more confusing as I can make it.
Yes, I can also say that no, you are correct in that I have never watched. I watched.
Is this Dave Chappelle?
Yes.
Interesting.
And it's funny, actually, because only after I watched it, I seen there's a lot of controversy about it on the stuff he says, I guess.
Apparently, it's. Like 13% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 99%
audience.
Yeah. I saw that today. It's like
something going on there. Like.
Well,
to be honest, I mean, like there was nothing about it that offended me about it, like or anything like that. There was a few things.
The Michael Jackson thing. I saw.
What
the
did
clip.
He say about Michael Jackson?
He's giving out about the guys or whatever like that were claiming to be abused.
Yeah, but you see,
I like that shock tactic.
Yeah, like it's different. It's not like you know a stand-up show, like, it's none of it is serious. I would never think, like, oh, come on.
No, but you know? The same like, it's cheap, as they say in the wrestling biz, it's cheap heat.
Yeah, but if it gets a laugh, then I'll allow it, you know what I mean? See, if it's funny, that's the big thing,
but
is it funny?
Yes, and did it get a laugh off you?
Well, that's the next point, Terry, because I didn't enjoy this stand-up special at all.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that like people aren't giving out about like how offensive it is.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's not funny.
Laughing.
The jokes aren't good. Like
it was kind of like... You know, his previous specials were good. Like like I'm gonna
way back machine. He was quite good. Like,
see, now I'm gonna say something that might be a little controversial here. I always liked Dave Chappelle, but you know the way he's put up there in the elite.
Yeah,
I thought that was a little bit. He might be at the very back of the elite. I don't know, but you know, I wouldn't have put him in that lofty.
Excuse me, can I get in here? Hello.
But even by those standards, like this one, it seemed like it was like if the previous specials were maybe Simpsons season 6. No, they're probably Simpsons season 8. This one was 10? Like Simpsons season 13, 14. You know what I mean? It was a little bit... You know what annoyed me most about it? Every time he told a joke, he did this like fake sort of like slump of his body and walked to the back of the stage like this. But he had to like walk up steps. But it was kind of like he was doing it like he couldn't believe he just said that. Like, oh, and he was falling over himself. And I was like, all right, well, after like the 15th time, you know. But you know what? Wasn't that great? Like,
he peaked at Half-Baked. That's what I'll say right there.
I liked his other specials and all, but
what a movie. Like, Half-Baked, better than any of his.
I seen Half-Baked like right at the start of when I started smoking.
My face,
when I was getting
like,
baked.
But I remember like you introducing to me and you're like, oh, you can't wait, they have a bong called Billy Bong Thornton and all. And I remember I bought it online. I went down to your house in
Billy Bong,
Clontarf.
Yeah,
when you were back living there, and it was like we spent the afternoon.
The green, like spherical.
Yeah, Laura bought it. It was a metal.
It was great.
Yeah,
it was really. It was a nice ornament.
Yeah, that's when my parents found it. That's what I told them it was.
Nice and practical. Yeah.
But I remember we spent the afternoon watching. I remember just being like, "Oh, this is amazing!
Yeah.
What a great film!"
I've never
been a huge, like. I think I don't know. I didn't really like his Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. He just seems like tired and old and like...
That's what Kerry said. Kerry said like he seems like an old man kind of trying to do comedy. Like but not
risque,
not
like,
quite getting it. Yeah. Like, yeah.
That was the kind of impression I got off.
Were you a fan of the Chappelle Show at all?
I was. Big time. Yeah. Big time. But he was young and he was vibrant and he was like doing new ideas and stuff.
You know? He was kind of back in the sort of Def Jam days. He wasn't a part of that, but that was sort of like around that time.
But like,
you know, Martin Lawrence.
That stuff was a bit more risque, and it was funnier. That's the thing, like, you know. And a few clips I've seen in this one, I was like,
I'll see if I can find it, and I'll even just put it. It's only like a 5 second thing, but I think it was like Bernie Mac or something I seen. Oh, and every time he told a joke, he'd be like. Play it or something like that, and the DJ would be like, and then he'd just do some dance like, y'all don't understand, and then he'd go to the next joke, and he did it every time. I don't know why, I just thought that was so fucking funny.
A lot of love for Bernie Mac, let me tell you.
Yeah, I love Bernie Mac.
But I love sex, I love it. Can't do shit no more, and I'm blessed. I'm big boned, I'm heavy structured, I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark. Kick it! You don't understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Okay, God rest his soul.
I know. Yeah. Now,
you been watching anything else?
I'll tell you what, Terry. I want to talk about the clip that you sent me only moments ago. The trailer for Bad Boys for Life.
Yes.
Bow, bow.
Talking about... old man.
Holy shit.
What happened to Martin Lawrence?
Is he alright? What the fuck happened to Martin Lawrence?
And he's got a thyroid problem or something.
Is that what it is?
No, I don't know. Like.
Well, I seen it. When you were like...
He ate the other Martin Lawrence.
He sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Like, he sounds like he ate like an entire cake and it's just sitting in his neck. That's kind of how he sounded.
Will Smith looks amazing.
Of course he does.
How old is he? Like
50? Yeah, he had his 50th birthday a while ago. Yeah, I think he's 50.
He's a funny character. But we'll talk about him another day.
Yeah.
But what do you think? I want to move swiftly off that topic. Yeah. Stuck here all day with you.
Yeah, definitely.
What did you think of the trailer itself?
It looked awful. I don't mind telling you.
And right. I was kind of thinking... I was hoping you weren't going to be like, oh, really excited.
You know, blinded by my love of Will Smith. Yeah. I mean, will I still see it? Probably.
When it comes out on DVD.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to the movie. I was hoping when I first seen the very, like, literally 10 seconds into the trailer, I was like, oh, no. That was my reaction. I was just like, I had no clue how it looked or anything to do with the story. I was like, I'm going in completely fresh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. And I thought maybe they'll go with, like, a Fast and Furious style.
Bring somebody else back, like?
Or just have a balls to the wall mental like that.
Yeah, it
like
doesn't even look that impressive. The actions, like
the trailer,
we're driving through a mall,
and
like, oh okay.
The jokes. There wasn't one part where I thought like, oh, that's funny. Or oh,
best
I can't
part
wait to
of the
see
trailer
that.
Was Joey Pants, aka Ralph Cifaretto from The Sopranos, as the police chief. Fuck.
When I seen him, I was like, good. Good
yeah,
he's
like, I'm glad he's back. Yeah. Like, yeah.
It looked like the thing was written and recorded in a week.
Mm.
You know, it just
but
looked,
it took them 15 years.
The 16, trailer was flat.
17 years now it would be.
I didn't even see Bad Boys 2.
Did you not?
No.
How would I say it? It's offensive in that.
Offensive to your senses.
Yeah, like your ears, your eyes. Like you have
it's like a music video for 2 hours.
Yeah, and then they go to Guantanamo Bay or something at the end of it. Like,
what are they doing here?
Kind of like it's like you're Miami policemen. Like, what are you doing in Guantanamo Bay? I know it's just off there.
You know what it is though? I think it's I quite like that whole Miami.
I did like that. I was like, were the other two in Miami? And then I was like, ooh, Miami.
I quite like movies set in Miami. Or,
see,
you know.
I just listened to a podcast on Miami Vice.
Oh.
The movie with Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx. And I was like, oh yeah, man, maybe I should watch that. Like, because the way they were talking about it, I was like, hmm.
I quite like to see palm trees in movies.
Yes.
That's one thing that stands out for me in White Men Can't Jump for some reason. Palm trees is what I think of.
Where is,
I think
where of is it in LA there?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah,
well, speaking of LA... Oh, more importantly, Hollywood.
Oh, please.
I've been to the movies lately.
Hit me.
Went to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, now, Terry, I'm very eager to get your take on this because I've had mixed reviews. How was it?
I loved it. Brilliant. I'm a Tarantino mark.
Yeah.
So I will go. You can have my money. I will go see the movie.
Yeah, whatever.
It's got it. What I really enjoyed about it was it has like two genuine movie stars in it.
Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, and it's just like, and I was thinking about it. It's like, when was the last time you had a lead pairing like that?
Yeah.
In a movie that was like they're the draw. Tarantino was also the draw, but it's like you want to go see them act. And I was like thinking like. Heat, maybe? Like, De Niro, Pacino in their prime.
Wasn't that a bit of a letdown as well, though?
That's a great movie.
Is it great?
But it's long. It's, like, almost 3 hours. This one is long. This is, like, 2:40.
But Tarantino will kind of do it. He's the only one I'll make the except. And Scorsese.
Yeah.
Like, I'll make
well,
the
Irishman is supposed to be, like, 3 hours 20 or
I'll
something.
I'll watch that. If Joe Pesci's in it, I'll Joe watch Pesci's it. If it's 10 hours it. Long, I'll watch it. If he's only in it in hour 10, I'll stick through the first 9 to get to Joe Pesci.
He's coming, Gary. Don't worry.
Like right at the
come
end.
To bed,
I'm
please.
A wise guy. That's it. You remember that song he had? Wise guys.
Hey, cousin Vinny. Oh, yo, cousin Vinny. That was a song he had.
No way.
But I've actually been to see it twice.
What?
Yes, I went.
I didn't think people still did that anymore.
Yeah, man. I went with Faye and then I went with my dad last night.
And they both like it?
Yeah, Faye. I was very worried that she wasn't going to like it. And I actually thought she wasn't enjoying it while she was watching because, like I was saying, she's pregnant and she was like, this is 2 hours, 40 minutes. You never told me this.
It's a long time for a pregnant
woman to sit
in a chair.
She's like, you're tricking me. So, like, but then she kind of said she didn't realize. She looked at her watch and like it was like 2 hours, 10 minutes gone. And she was like, oh, I thought it was here about an hour. Like,
okay,
so it's good. Kind of one of those films. What, like,
Timothy Oliphant, is he prominent in it?
He's in it. Like, he's not prominent, but like...
Sebastian Maniscalco. Oh no, he's in The Irishman. That's what I'm confused about.
Who's he?
You know, that Italian comedian. He talks
oh, that
like this.
Guy,
looks like
yeah.
a bird.
He was on the scooters, was he? In the Comedians and Cars episode?
He was, he was, they went to that, like, I don't know, he was talking about the spoon. You know, like, I don't know. But, yeah.
Great soundtrack, Once Upon a Time.
60s-y, 70s-y?
Yeah, but it's a lot of, like, ones that you're like, oh, I don't really know that. There was a couple of ones you definitely know.
I discovered loads of great songs from Tarantino. Like even Death Proof, is that it?
Yeah.
Like there's loads of...
A red bandana.
Yeah.
Cool piano. In a honky tonk. Down in
Mexico. What a great song that is.
Terrible movie. And like, I remember I was listening to people rank his films and like two of them I put like the latest one, bottom. And I was like, how is Death Proof... not bottom.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
How is that like not
that
your
was shy, wasn't
yeah,
it?
It was just repetitive.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know, but
I really want to see this one.
It's
though.
Look, very good. DiCaprio's excellent in it.
Of course he is.
Brad Pitt, you're like, oh, Brad Pitt is fun. I forgot how fun Brad Pitt is.
Yeah.
Like, when you just let him be charming and sort of...
Let him be Brad Pitt.
Yeah, it's kind of that. Like, there's a bit in it where...
Is he eating a lot in the movie?
Smoking a lot. Not so much eating a lot. Like,
sounds like something going on with his hands.
Everybody's smoking. But there's a bit in it where he's like fixing a radio antenna or something on the roof, and he takes his shirt off. And it's like, he's 55.
Rip,
and it's like,
rip his shit.
He looks like he's did when he was in Thelma and Louise. Like, and like, Faye was like, oh my God. Like, apparently, like, I listened to stuff and they're like, there was like hollers and hoots when he does that in whether it's screenings or whatever. Like that. But like, he's very good.
He's great.
I really enjoyed it.
What'd you give out of 10, Terry?
Ooh, I'd give it a solid 8.5 to maybe a 9.
Where would you put it in Tarantino's?
Now, interesting, because it's so fresh, I might have it higher. But
yeah,
let me see. I would put it.
I'll have to hurry you.
I tell you, 4 out of 9, 5 out of 9. It's right in the middle.
Let me guess what you put in front of it.
Okay.
In order.
Oh, is he going 1 or are you going
1?
Okay, 1.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, of course.
2, Reservoir Dogs.
No.
Kill Bill.
No.
Jackie Brown.
Yes.
Okay, I haven't seen Jackie Brown.
Oh,
I know.
Andy.
I know.
Andy.
3, Kill Bill or Reservoir Dogs.
No.
He didn't do Hateful Eight, did he?
He did do the Hateful Eight.
Is that number 3?
No.
All right,
we are. Inglorious Bastards.
You put that in number 3, would you?
I think it's awesome. Well, watch that movie again.
How long is it?
Again, it's all his movies. I watched Pulp Fiction there recently again, and it's Andy.
Terry, you're making direct eye contact.
Yeah, I know. I don't like that
while
face.
I open this Fulfill bar. And now we'll see what all the fuss is about. I hate it already.
excellent.
It's fucking dog shit.
I remember when we went to see Halloween in the cinema last year.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wanted a cookie. We went to see it in the Lighthouse. And Faye got a brownie. And our other friends had gotten treats. And I was like, I'm going to run to the shop and get myself a cookie. Grab the cookie. And it was a fucking protein cookie. It was awful. I was sitting there and nothing eating the cinema.
It is awful.
Yeah.
Ugh. I mean, I'm going to finish it.
Would you like a square of Yorkie?
No, thanks.
Go on.
I would like a square of Yorkie.
Yeah, there you go.
You can see it in my eyes.
There you go, champ.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry again for 2 weeks in a row we're eating on the podcast.
Yeah, you know. But I've also been... I tell you, I actually accidentally signed up for Amazon Prime. Like, I had Prime Video.
Yeah.
But anyway, I signed up for Amazon Prime delivery service.
What is the appeal, though?
It's
what
like,
do you get?
You get deals. You get really fast delivery.
So I've been ordering a lot from Amazon lately.
It's free delivery.
Okay.
On Prime offers.
But what do you pay on Prime? £7 a month or something?
I think it's like 12, and that includes Prime Video. So you get all their streaming stuff as well, which is the big selling point for me.
That is good, is it?
I like it a lot.
I couldn't deal with the user interface when I tried it out.
Amazon Prime?
Yeah,
it's
like
not
a year
it's not
and
as
half
good.
Ago.
It's not as good as Netflix's one. That's the top of the heap, I think.
Yeah.
But even that kind of frustrates me sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
But on Amazon Prime, they've added
all
of Documentary Now. My
is that
hidden gem of a show?
Is that the show where you showed me where it was like they were in a hospital or something? And
no, they were recording the musical.
Is that it?
Well, it's basically Bill Hader and Fred Armisen
they
do spoofs or homages to famous documentaries that they enjoy.
Yeah.
So they did. I watched one there where it was the Eagles' Greatest Hits, or it's, you know, the story of the Eagles.
Yeah.
They do a 2-part one on that called it's about a band called the Blue Jean Committee.
Nice.
And it's like when they're doing it, they start off their Chicago music.
Yeah.
And they walk in, it's like, I mean, we dressed ourselves in head to toe in denim because it was cheap. And we walked into the recording session one day and, Tony over here says, hey, what are you, the Blue Jean Committee? And like Bill Hader is like in his like mansion doing his talk. And he's like, and I just went, he punched me right in the face. Broke his jaw. It was terrible.
Like, I like those. Like, I do actually. I think I even know the documentary that they're parodying.
Yes,
which was on Netflix too, which is actually great.
It is great, and like that, they do one on that. They do one on the Stop Making Sense, the Talking Heads.
Oh yeah,
one.
Yeah.
But my favorite one, and I don't know if you're one of the games tonight. Remember, I showed you the one where they're recording the cast album of the musical with Cousin Andy from Curb Your Enthusiasm. You don't remember this?
No, I don't remember. I'm sorry. It's
so terrible. Good.
But so you get that on Amazon Prime. Yeah. They got Seinfeld on it?
They got Seinfeld. That's why I signed up originally. They got Seinfeld. Right. And then they've got a bunch of their... They got Bosch.
Excuse me?
Bosch is like some of their original content, which is like this book series that I've read by Michael Connelly, but it's the guy from you'd know him from loads of stuff.
What is he in, Terry?
He was in Lost as the Man in Black.
I thought you were blanking on what he was in.
No,
I was trying to push.
I'm trying to find something that would relate to you.
You're trying to put it in as dumb it down. He was the Phoebe's boyfriend in something that I'll get mad popular culture.
But they have a load of original stuff there, and they've a load of movies on it. So they have both Paddingtons. Which,
do you work for Amazon? I couldn't resist. Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah. No, because I've ordered a lot from Amazon lately, and
you get your free delivery and you get reduced prices on it. Like, and the delivery comes within a day or two.
That's Amazon Prime. Link in our bio for details. I was watching actually Dazed and Confused on Netflix.
Great
movie. I hadn't seen it in ages.
Great movie. Great memories of watching that movie. With you, know that.
Yes, absolutely. And it was when I was watching it, I was like, there's a period around the middle of the movie where it's just wall-to-wall hits. You know
tracks,
what I mean?
Like,
tracks.
Yeah.
Of just like, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
I was just
going
to say, like,
you know, just like Lowrider. And like all these just just keep going and going.
I haven't had much more joy. I was sitting around in a room watching that scene, No More Mr. Nice Guy, and Affleck just bouncing up and down. And
I was only laughing when he's pulling up in the car as well.
Affleck is so good.
You hear he flunked again. You boys ready to bust some ass? But you know what I was thinking, right? Because I was watching Netflix, right? And I was watching Always Sunny again. And I was thinking, right, Always Sunny is one of those shows that now we will get to Simpsons talk. Yeah. I should point this out. Yes, we are a Simpsons podcast. But I was watching Always Sunny, and I was thinking that was one of those shows like 30 Rock that like you were pitching to me for a long time, and I was dismissing, and then I turned out I watched it and loved it.
Yes.
My question to you is, what else am I doing that with? You know, where you can't believe that I don't like it, where it's such a good quality show.
Parks and Rec, which is on Amazon as well.
Okay.
You would love that. And it's the fact that it's easy accessible. That was always my problem with it, that it wasn't easily accessible.
That's my big problem. That's why whenever you suggest anything to me, my first question is it on Netflix?
Yeah. Parks and Rec is very good. It's a lot sweeter than...
Do they have an app, Amazon Prime?
They do.
On PS4?
Or have you got a smart TV?
Yes.
You get it on the smart TV. So I do all my watching.
Is it a smart TV? I don't know.
It is. No, because you told me you bought one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A piece of junk.
You get it on your phone, you can cast and all that stuff, Grant, as well. Like, so.
Parks and Rec, because I knew that was one.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm trying to think.
Because I was trying to think that Terry's probably pulled his hair out so many times over
Let
the years.
Let me see. At these shows right that now. I've. You watch Rick and Morty, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah. Let me see. Keep vamping there for a moment.
I'll cut this in post.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
No, thank you.
What? Have you tried it?
Yeah.
And?
It seems like one of those Sky One 3 PM sort of deals, double bill.
No, that's, you know, Relic Hunter, man. Yeah, or whatever. It's not Relic Hunter.
It seems like it's in that area that it'd be on at like 4 in the day.
Did you watch? You didn't like Archer? You didn't try?
I don't like the animation on it. The animation is not funny enough.
Yeah,
I actually watched the Trailer Park Boys animation. Oof. It was actually okay.
Never got into it.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I never got into Trailer Park Boys at all. But
here's one for you, and I don't know where you're going to find it. I have it on like an app on my phone.
Go on.
Angie Tribeca.
Pass.
No, wait. Right? It's the girl. Remember season three of The Office?
Yeah.
Karen Filippelli. Remember her?
Rashida Jones.
Yes. Okay. Well,
give
okay.
me some credit.
And you know, Regina
give me some
Jones
credit. Like. Right. She's very. Yeah. Go on. Yeah.
She plays a cop, but it's more like it's fucking Leslie Nielsen. What, like Naked Gun or Airplane?
Oh, right.
These rapid fire like jokes or whatever.
Oh, nice.
All this stuff. Very, very good. Angie Tribeca. Don't know where you'll find it in Ireland.
I'll find it. I'm sure I'll remember it.
So, should we get into The Simpsons?
You know what? While we're here and we have these pages in front of us and these mics in front of us and this bullshit fulfill cookies and cream, let's do it.
Before we get into the episode...
You son of a bitch.
You diabolical. Why don't we throw it to a word from... our sponsor. That's right, folks.
We got sponsors. Yeah.
Andy, you're a cultured guy, right?
Some would say that, Terry. I have been known to eat with a knife and fork from time to time.
Ooh. Well, what better way is there to experience culture than like a night out at the theatre?
Well, I'd say there's no better way, Terry.
I totally agree. And that's why I want to tell you about a new play that's opening in Dublin in the next couple of weeks.
Ooh.
It's called 48, and it is backed by public demand after selling out during its last run. The production is in association with No Desserts Theatre Company and will be running in Smock Alley Theatre 24th to 28th of September at 7:30 p.m.
Oh, interesting, Terry. What is this story about?
It's about love, loss, and friendship. Some might say that you and I are friends, Andy, right?
Sure.
Well, the story is set mostly in the startup nightclub in Dublin in 1981, and it follows a couple of, and their two friends. It has high laughing highs, heartbreaking lows, and is told through words and movements and also soundscapes.
Oh.
But it could not be further from a musical.
Oh, that good?
I guess. It's produced by Ali Fox, directed by Claire Maguire, and has a cast led by Emily Fox, Niall O'Brien, Lawrence Falconer, and Gemma Kane.
Oh, I love those guys.
Don't we all? Once again, the show is 48 and is running from the 24th to the 28th of September at 7:30 in Smock Alley Theatre. Tickets are available online or through Smock Alley directly.
Do you... I'll edit that. Do yourself a favour and get yourself some culture. Like us two guys is...
What he said.
Well, that was a bit of fun.
Yeah.
I couldn't resist.
It's a bit of a laugh, isn't it?
A bit of a laugh. We'd like to have a laugh here on Put It in H.
What episode are we talking about today, Andy?
Today, Terry, thank you for asking.
You're very welcome.
Most
welcome.
About the 21st episode of season 5. Lady Bouvier's Lover. Mm-hmm. It aired on May 12th, 1994. Mm-hmm. Written by Bill Oakley and Josh Weinstein.
Good stock.
I don't know if he can get a higher seal of approval, mm-hmm. to be honest. Directed by Wes Archer, which I think is good.
Yeah. We don't really pay enough attention to the director.
We don't really, do we? It got a Nielsen rating of 10, which I don't know what that equates to. But it's up there. It was the third highest show on Fox, following Beverly Hills and Melrose Place. It received mixed reviews.
Ooh.
From television critics, and I'll get into that.
It's usually a good sign, then,
myself.
Isn't it?
Myself. Well, if Last Exit to Springfield is widespread acclaim, then yeah. And the episode itself was inspired by the fact that The Simpsons has a lot of elderly characters, and the writers felt that it was unique for network television, so they wanted to do an episode that highlighted these characters. Now, originally, the episode was supposed to be about misery. One of the ideas was that Grandpa would get injured on Mr. Burns' property and get stuck there, leading Grandpa to think that Mr. Burns would kill him when he was discovered there.
Mm.
Which I think is a great idea. I wish they'd have done that. But the idea was cut in production because the script was over 85 pages long.
Oh, Jesus.
Again, it kind of makes me want to see it more.
Yeah.
That it was so, there had so much depth to it. Yeah, exactly. And what else can I tell you about it? What I thought was interesting was before the recording session, all the main voice actors, so all of like the main cast, they sat down with David Merkin and a crew of writers at the table reading to determine what shape the script was in. And there was genuine hearty laughter at various points. So there was loads of rewrites to the bits that worked and the bits that didn't and stuff like that. And apparently the script required the equivalent of 10 rewrites while the actors waited impatiently.
I love the idea of that environment. You know, like them all having a bit of crack or whatever. And it's like, oh no. Like,
I would say the table read is the best part of working on any show. Yeah,
that Curb episode.
You're there with your Starbucks. Yeah. You're in your hoodie. You're wearing glasses when I don't normally see you wearing glasses or something, you know, off the clock. And you're just having a laugh. I got an exhale through the nostrils at the Couch Gag this week.
Really?
Where they run into each other and they just smash. Yeah. There's something about the speed and the way it breaks. I don't know, but it kind of caught me off guard. I was kind of a bit like...
It seemed like it was weird because didn't we have earlier on in the season where it's like they run into each other. It's like, take one.
Oh, yeah.
And that smash is part of that. When they run into each other, like split up and it's like, take two.
Oh, maybe isolated, it's funnier. I don't know.
See, they put
tickled me
they
so.
They put the cart before the horse.
Well... I liked it. That's all I got, unless you got anything yourself.
No, you're pretty much covered all my stuff. Jerk.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I like that we start off with Krusty, though.
Go on.
And like Mel, who I kind of love. I'd love a bit more Sideshow Mel going forward.
I know.
Like, I just love his voice. It's like, Krusty, please. This is so demeaning.
What do you have to do? You have to lead like a band of monkeys?
Yeah, and they're like on the kazoo. And one of them falls out of beat. And just the way he's like poking them with the stick. Like, and then, of course, they all attack him and maul him to the ground.
I should say, I mean, this clip aside, like when this episode started, when I like... You know the way the last few, they really hit you strong from the start? I thought that this one took a while to warm up. You know
it
what
was
I mean?
Weird. They will get into like it more. They're easing you into it almost. Yeah. Also, what room are they watching this in?
Yeah.
In the did you see that? Where Homer's sitting in like a beanbag and there's like a Krusty poster on the wall.
I don't know if I noticed that altogether.
I was like, what? Are they in the extension? Like, you know?
Are you in that one room where Homer is supposed to be checking on Bart and Milhouse in the greenhouse?
That seemed like it was upstairs. Fine. This one seemed like it was downstairs. What's going on?
They're making it up as they go along.
Unbelievable. So Homer with Maggie, I thought was quite funny, where he asked her to point at a monkey.
Yeah, point at Homer.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then, what a baby's know.
Yeah, can you point to the credenza?
Great.
Credenza is
a great
some sort of cabinet.
Yeah.
Credenza, like why?
I love that word.
Just call it a cabinet. Like.
No, because that's what makes the joke better.
It is, but just on a separate note, don't have that word.
It's just because Lisa said it, wasn't it?
Stupid bitch.
Hey, coming in hot with that language.
We have a clean rating on iTunes.
Yeah. How many F-bombs have we dropped already today? Yes.
Thank God no one's checking up on that.
I like how Marge... First of all, that she let Homer frost Maggie's cake.
Yeah. And, why would she ever... Yeah.
It's like, I love how it's not McGaggy's birthday.
I just loved the fact that they're so... She knows him so well. She's like, I made a special cake for you to ruin over there.
And I love how shitty it looks compared to the one. Go ahead. Like,
that like, almost made it even funnier. Yeah, like, it made it funnier that it wasn't like a pristine because you wouldn't
like,
waste
just, like,
your time.
All like white icing half covering the cake and all these letters, little, letters sticking out of the side and stuff. Like,
it was brilliant. Sorry, I was going to... speaking of bullshit cakes... It's not like, I don't know. Just
looks horrible.
It's not bad. Do you want a bite?
No, it looks like green on the inside.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Do you want some peanuts, man?
No. What? Thank you. I'm sorry. That was rude.
What do I do?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So I like how when the gang sort of show up, Patty is like, "Hello, everybody, except Homer."
Yeah.
And then it's like, "I think your father-in-law is across the street to Grandpa," who I think is fantastic in this episode. I'm going to go on record and say it now. But that, like, "Happy birthday!" Yeah.
It's in the middle of the street. Yeah.
And even then where it's like, Marge, everybody's seated at the table. Marge's like, "Here comes the birthday girl in her first dress."
And so this is Maggie's first birthday?
Yes, she's been one forever now.
How weird is that? I meant to actually talk to you about, maybe I'll save it for the next one, that video about the, what you call it? Yeah. I've missed the boat now, but we'll talk about it next time.
No problem. Where was I? They're basically saying how cute she is, and then like everybody's chiming in. Then Grandpa's like, "What smells?"
And also the fact that like they had, they mentioned the fact like Maggie doesn't get along with the other baby, and like it's the most like evil that look that they give each other, like that passing baby. And what's that baby's name?
Baby Gerald.
Yeah. Like it's a proper, like, more so than the, was it the Itchy and Scratchy the movie episode where they had her looking out the window or something like that?
No, it was,
this one was even more,
it
like,
it was actually Seymour Skinner's badass song where it was like everybody needs their rival. Sherlock Holmes with Moriarty.
Oh yeah.
And then it was like even Maggie has that baby with the one eyebrow, and it's the exact same thing. Like,
it's like their feud has progressed more because now the two of them are really staring daggers at each other.
And it's been like, it's, I don't know how it gets revisited a few more times, I think.
Brilliant.
Like, and
I
then
that running gag.
The only time he's mentioned as Baby Gerald is in like the episode with Laddie.
Oh yeah.
When Laddie saves him, it's like, and Quimby is like, "And little baby Gerald, who knows what hijinks you'll get up to next."
Brilliant.
Anyway, this was a bit terrifying when they all start taking pictures of Maggie.
Mm.
And it was like, it reminded me of that, like,
season two.
That Bart Simpson, "It's your fault."
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like they're mad sort of distorted because they're so close. Like,
like they have like the camera is their eyeball and like big teeth. And all.
That like, probably is what kids see when everyone's crowding around them.
I like how the two old people try and treat her shaking. I was like, "Put some Lister's carbolic unguent on a wad of cotton. Stick it in her ear. That'll stop them shakes."
"No, no. What she needs is a balsam specific."
"Balsam specific? Why are we burning money? Why don't we give her a current of galvanic belt too?" This is absolute nonsense.
I don't know why I love like the names. Carbolic unguent.
Yeah.
Balsam specific.
Bart with, "Don't forget to give her Smeckler's powder." Great. Smeckler's powder, isn't there a great one?
Are these real things?
No, I don't. Like, balsam specific, maybe.
Balsam specific.
Carbolic unguent could be something. I'd say Lister's is supposed to be maybe the brand name. You know?
I must check that out.
I like how... I'd say we've all probably been in this situation where it's like, dance for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like that, like, "Let's see the song and dance you did when you were three."
Yeah.
And
they're just not into it. Like,
I love how Grandpa's like, "Do it."
Yeah.
And then they're like so bored. And it's like, "Sing it like you mean," and brings out the harmonica. Like, "Brr."
And they do seem to perk up a little bit then. Yeah.
Tough kids. Sissy kids.
Kids with...
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs. Armor hot dogs. The dogs kids love to bite. I love how Homer is like shilling, "Please buy Armor brand hot dogs." Like. And then, and this sort of, I was like, Jesus, remember this when it was like, don't they know anything?
The chicken tonight?
Yeah. Like,
I had like forgot all about that
remember
joke.
Chicken tonight?
I remember that ad.
Was the brand Chicken Tonight or was it Uncle Ben's?
Oh.
I had it.
No.
See, that's the
I
thing.
Do remember the ad, but I don't...
I don't know if it was Uncle Ben's or if it was like Chicken Tonight was the name of the sauce or whatever.
I feel like it would have been a brand, but I don't know.
I feel like Chicken Tonight.
Like Chicken Tonight.
Then they get a bit sad here when the two old people are going home. And I love Homer's little, when she's like, I won't see you till Thanksgiving. I was like, if not then, Chris.
Like chance in his arm. I have to say, I don't quite care for Jackie.
No.
Marge's
she's
mother.
A bit of an arse, like, to be
she's,
honest.
She's got no real redeeming qualities, no. As far as I'm concerned.
No. But I think that's the whole thing, though, isn't it? Like,
but apparently this one in particular was a bit of a, like, was it Julie Kavner who does Marge? Like, because in one scene she had to go, like, that was one thing that they, that voice
Marge,
actors were
played. Marge, and the two sisters.
And Patty and Selma, like, just one to the other with no sign of the other one, like, one after the next. Like, that is actually a talent, like, you know.
She only does four voices.
Yeah, like, she kind of has it easy in comparison to some of the other ones, like, but, I think there was a few others that Homer, maybe it was this episode or another one, but like that, where they had to just go from one to the next to the next to the next, which is quite impressive.
Yeah, I guess we
especially the Marge's one, the voice is quite raspy.
Yeah,
like,
it sounds like it hurts.
Yeah,
like, and like, I guess you don't really think about, like, especially with Homer or like Hank Azaria. Yeah. I don't think about, like, oh, is that hurting his voice or whatever?
Yeah,
because they just seem to do it so seamlessly.
Yeah, but with Jackie, you kind of think like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they're, and then Abe is talking about how he's got Matlock to keep him company.
No, he's on in 5 minutes. He is. Stamp on it.
Hurry up, hurry. Eat Matlock and be our last.
I love that accent.
Old Jewish man. Where Homer and Marge are in bed later. Marge is very covered up. She's got her nightcap on. It's funny how, like, sometimes she's naked in bed.
Literally, like, she'll pull it up. She'll just be covering, like, the goods.
Yeah. Or sometimes she'll be wearing, like, a negligee. And then other times it's the hair mitt or whatever. Mm. Like,
it depends on her mood.
Yeah, I guess.
She's
one sexy lady.
She is one feisty mom.
And I like how when she's like, both my mother and your father are pretty lonely.
Yeah, that's it. It's funny. They both seem lonely.
That is funny. And the fact where she's suggesting things, and Homer's rhetoric here, where he's like, please, old people don't need companionship.
Yeah.
They need to be isolated and studied so it can be determined what nutrients they have might be extracted for our personal use.
Please stop reading those Ross Perot pamphlets.
Do you get that?
No, I don't know who that is.
Ross Perot was a presidential candidate back in 94.
Oh.
It was 94.
What did he say? Shit like this?
It was just like a third party candidate that was just weirdo that, like, thought he was going to get, like, some of the votes. And even, like, in one of the Halloween episodes, remember, it was like Kang and Kodos were like Bill Clinton and Bob Dole. And it was like, it's a two party system. You have to vote for one of us. They cut to, like, Ross Perot. It was like, Perot 98, and he's like punching through his hat, like,
I never got that.
Weird sort of guy that was outside the Republican or Democratic.
That is a good joke. Yeah. I never got that. I just figured, it's just something.
But he apparently had some out there ideas.
Well, he's got my vote already.
One of my favorite bits of all time, or one that stands in my memory anyway, is when he goes in. I'll be back in a jiffy. Goes in to get Marge's mother. Yeah. Brings out the wrong lady.
Some lady.
And I know we're like, can I come too? And they just roll up the window. And then she's like, oh. I love the fact that you can hear the oh. She's so nice looking.
I know.
Like, she's like, just take her. Happy head. Like, just take her. I love the names in this episode particularly. Got me a lot, like
the restaurant name.
Yeah, Piggly Hog Swine Super Smorg Restaurant.
Piggly Hog Swine is just a fun name to say.
Absolutely. They talk about how they both got swindled by the credit card scam.
Oh, it's not a swindle, Terry. What you do is, see, you give them all your credit card numbers, and if one of them is lucky, they'll send you a prize.
I like how he does, like, prize. Yeah.
He's obviously been suckered in by this. Yeah.
So Abe does a little bit.
I didn't realize that potato on the fork thing was Charlie Chaplin. Yeah. I remember seeing it in a movie, but I don't remember it being that old. Like.
Yeah. Oh. It's obviously been done loads.
Maybe
times.
That was it. Maybe,
but like, I love how the lawyer.
How does he already have a court order demanding he puts an immediate halt?
Yeah, I love it. Like, boys, like the two goons.
Like, that's what made me laugh every time in this episode, that he already has the court order to tell him stop.
Such a good idea.
I know.
Like, but he's just, like, through osmosis. Yeah. Like, he's there, like.
It's from around this point on that the jokes start to get, like, proper funny, where I'm proper laughing out loud now.
There was a lot of... Anyway. when she's showing the picture of her being... arrested for indecent exposure.
Showing nothing, basically.
If those gams.
You were one nifty number.
when she said all of her friends were driven crazy by how much attention she got paid. Her little friends, Zelda Fitzgerald, Frances Farmer, and little Sylvia Plath.
That's a good impression, Terry.
Really?
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
I guess the joke is they all were in the nut house at one point.
I think that was the joke. Killed herself.
Like, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. She stuck her head in the oven.
Oh, that's that's unfortunate. I'm not laughing at that.
But
I'm just thinking of a funny joke.
I love how Grandpa here, I love, like, he's just rambling on where it's like, you remind me of a poem I can't remember, and a song that may never existed, in a place I'm not sure I've ever been to.
That works.
Yeah.
You're so sweet.
And he's like, oh, I'm in love. No, wait, it's a stroke.
I love that cut to the ambulance. Yeah. Like, no, wait, it is love. But and the fact that they just dump him onto the freeway. On the bed.
It's great. You get a bit of your buddy, Phil Hartman.
Hello, I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from such films as The Boat Jacking of Super Ship 79 and Hydro, the Man with the Hydraulic Arms. Coming up this hour on the Impulse Buying Network, your chance to own a piece of Itchy and Scratchy, the Toontown twosome beloved by everyone, even cynical members of Generation X.
Yeah, groovy.
Troy, I'm proud to offer your viewers these hand-drawn, itchy and scratchy animation cells. Each one is absolutely, positively, 100% guaranteed to increase in value.
Not a guarantee.
Woo!
Troy McClure. See, I was a bit disappointed with the You Might Remember Me From on this one. Because it was, what was it, The Boat Jacking of Super Ship 79 and Hydro, the Man with the Hydraulic Arms.
Yeah.
Which is, you know...
They're okay.
It's okay, but it's, yeah... I expect more.
You want
from
more.
Late season 5 Troy McClure.
You've got a lot of good names already though as well.
Like, I know.
You know.
But loads more good ones come after it as well.
I know. We're just having fine. Week, you know.
Fine. It's Phil Hartman.
it's like it's beloved by everybody. Even the cynical members of Generation X and like yeah, man, like groovy.
Groovy. And I thought they just call it the Impulse Buying Network.
Yes. Roger
Myers. Like, Troy, I am proud to offer your viewers these hand-drawn, itchy and scratchy animation cells. Each one is absolutely, positively, 100% guaranteed to increase in value.
Not a guarantee.
They do that so well. Where they just
You know it's coming. Like.
You're like, in head, like, I don't know why I always laugh at the... Itchy and Scratchy Land, and it's a picture of the Eiffel Tower. It's like, resort may not match photo.
I don't know what it is about that kind of joke. Like, one of my favorite jokes ever is old school, where it's like, if you can bring my price, I'll literally give you the keys to the door. And then he just turns around, figuratively.
It's because it's when they make a point of saying, like, I really mean this, and then there's like a little side, really.
I love it. He's like talking to like his friend, he's watching on a couch, talking to his friend,
I'll give you the keys to the store,
literally. And it's like, figuratively. Good.
Such a great movie.
Give me that Vince Vaughn back in my life.
I know. Yeah. Where's he been? Although he's actually doing good stuff now. He's just more of a producer.
Oh, is he?
He was the big push behind F is for Family on Netflix. And
really?
And his company, they do loads of stuff like that, yeah. So, yeah, he's still...
I mean, I've seen him acting. I saw him in a film with Mel Gibson at the film festival not so long ago.
Good?
Drag the Cast Concrete.
Did he look tired?
Two crooked cops.
I'd watch that.
You would not watch it. It is 165 minutes.
What's that? Nearly 3 hours?
Yeah.
15 minutes shy of 3 hours?
Not a lot happens in it. There's literally a scene with him eating a sandwich, and he eats the whole sandwich while he's on a stakeout. Like, so you hear like...
In hindsight, we could have cut that.
There's loads that you could have cut, but and he kind of thinks, your man director kind of seems like he's a Tarantino-esque
right.
guy.
Like, I'll leave it in. It'll be a talking point.
It'll let it breathe or whatever, but he doesn't do it as well as Tarantino.
You do.
Yeah. but it, I haven't said that. Like, me and Faye, we both went to see it.
Faye liked it?
We were talking about it like a week later.
I think you say Faye likes a lot of things that she doesn't
like. No, I'm not saying she liked it, but we were both, because I wasn't too keen on it either, but we were both talking about it. It was like, still parts of it stayed with us that it was
isn't
like...
Isn't it weird, those sort of movies that, like, even though you weren't mad in them, some of them you just find yourself thinking about a lot the next day or
like
the day after. 100,
and, like, there's a guy I listen to on the Slash Filmcast, and they're quite liberal, and this guy's movies are quite, like...
Not liberal.
Yeah. And he, I was expecting him to hate it when he was talking about it. And he kind of said the exact same. He's like, the violence is like super violent and, you know, it's overlong or whatever. But at the same time, I was like, thinking about some stuff about it the next day. So, like, I don't know. I think if he could refine his style, this guy, Craig S. Zahler is his name. He also did the other Vince Vaughn movie that's on Netflix. Brawl in Cell Block 99.
I've seen that there. Yeah. No,
it's
thanks.
Like 2 hours 30 or something like that. Like, and again,
straight to DVD.
Not, like, the first hour is him driving around in the car listening to music.
It annoys me that he has the S in his middle name. I'm on Andy Ryan's way of thinking now.
Why? You're wearing a t-shirt that says Robert B. Wyden.
Yeah, but that's the it's a joke about something else. It was unfortunate that I brought that up the first day I'm wearing this t-shirt.
Well, I'm literally wearing a t-shirt. I know, it's on your chest. Like,
well,
at least you're in the black this week, though. I will give you that.
See, like, and I had a blue out there. It's only that this t-shirt arrived today. Yeah. So,
but
anyway.
What about William H. Macy?
Call yourself William Macy.
Bill Macy?
Billy Macy.
No, Billy.
Whatever. Just
a lot of people do call him Bill Macy. But
you're
William,
adding the
William H.
Initial,
Macy is a stage
that's
name.
That's like me calling you, what's your name?
John.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it is.
It is.
There you go. Your name, real name is not John.
It is.
You're joking.
It's not.
You're having me on.
I'm not having you on. Terry John Toner.
Fuck off.
Terry
it's not John.
Terry John Michael Toner. Michael is my confirmation name.
My mind is blown.
Why?
One, I can't believe I didn't even know what your middle name was.
What's your middle name?
Robert. What is so funny about that? Bob.
It's like, you might as well call it, have your middle name being Clint or something. Like, you couldn't be further from a Robert.
John, though, like,
yeah, John.
John.
Yeah.
I don't even feel like I know you anymore.
Okay, Bob. It's Clint. Clint.
Oh, well, we're learning about each other live on air.
Where were we?
I don't know.
Figuratively or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please. Yep.
So, then we get, and it was kind of the same, was it last week? Where Homer and Bart were like, pardon me, sir, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you get another kind of version of that this week where they bump into each other and they, like, swipe stuff off each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like, last week they were getting by each other. It was like, good day. And it was like, pleasure.
Yeah.
When Bart had his hair combed down, Homer had a comb over his...
Yeah. And now he steals his wallet and Homer steals his slingshot. Yeah.
I did like this. And I always remember... Where it's like the cards, Bart is trying to order the animation cell.
Yeah, and he's calling
cards.
Out. Yeah.
It's like, do you expect federal breast inspector's card? License to Ogle? Visa?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I meant Visa. It must be these new dentures.
Federal breast inspector's card.
Just looking through what Homer has in his wallet.
Just until he gets to a credit card,
I like this little scene at the breakfast table where Homer is opposed to the whole thing.
Damn opposed.
Damn opposed.
I completely forgot that this guy was in this joke.
I love this guy.
Well, I'm opposed to the whole thing. Damn opposed.
He's damn opposed. Damn opposed.
Bart, what possible reason could you have against Grandpa being in love?
If he marries your mother, Marge, we'll be brother and sister. And then our kids... They'll be horrible freaks with pink skin, no overbites, and five fingers on each hand.
And when I was a kid, it used to scare me, that animation of like...
It's so out of the Simpsons world, like...
It looks nothing like what you're conditioned to look at them like. Yeah. And now, when I see it now, I'm like, that looks deadly. Yeah. That, like, animation. Looked really good. Like, yeah, it looked really, really good of, like, what Bartley and Maggie look like.
That was another little... Is that classified as a meta joke, Terry? I'm not up to date with my terms.
Why would it be meta? Just that...
No, I got it wrong then.
What, that they actually look human? As
no,
opposed
but
to...
where they're making fun of themselves. Or, like, you know, where they're... Is that the term you use?
Yeah, I guess.
You know, like, cartoons don't make any sense, and then has Homer walking by the window again. What's that type of joke? Is that meta?
Yeah, is this meta?
Yeah.
Well, how do you figure?
Because they're making a joke about how they look different to normal people, and the joke is...
Yeah, but, like...
Like, the joke is what we think is normal.
Yeah, I guess.
I think it's meta. I never used the term meta until we started doing this podcast and I heard you doing it, but I feel like I'm using it in the correct context.
Heard the term meta?
I've heard the word, but I would never have known how to use it in a sentence. All right.
Can you use it in a slanderous sentence?
You're smart. I'm ugly. You're very attractive.
Great movie.
So long as you're willing to admit that now.
Just easing the tension, baby. Just easing the tension. Actually, the best bit in that movie is when he's going to his happy place at the end, and he's like, Chubb's like, shut up, Happy. And then he's like, the piano still plays. He goes to the room, like, we've only just begun to live.
Oh, he just keeps singing that song.
He's great. Carl Weathers is so locked in that film.
What's his name?
Carl Weathers. Yeah. Here's one for you, actually, because you were talking about it on Arrested Development.
I figured...
First three seasons, then see what you think.
I don't know what my issue is with it.
So good. And he's in it, playing himself.
Okay.
As, like, almost a Chubbs-esque figure.
I think...
Go on, say it.
It's a bit...
Meta.
Meta? It's a bit... I don't know what my problem is with it. Like, I've seen at least... 5 episodes.
Go from the start.
Right.
And
they're a bit too rich in
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
That they're rich.
I don't know what it is.
They're unlikable.
It's gritty enough. It's very polished.
I wouldn't say it's polished because it looks quite cheap.
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Well, I would say should be
top of the list.
Yeah. First three seasons are three of the best of any comedy show. Those three seasons of comedy.
Oh.
And then
that you would put those three seasons ahead of any other first three seasons
of any other live comedy? Action comedy show.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Let's explore this a bit more. You would put it over
Scrubs? Yeah, 100%.
I was never going to say Scrubs.
Won't have the game.
Scrubs 100%. You'd put it over the first three seasons of Friends?
Yes.
Put out the first three seasons of Rick and Morty?
Live action.
Okay. Give me one more.
Don't come at me with that Frasier shit.
You would put it ahead of the first three seasons. I'm trying to think. What season started with a bang? Lost?
Live action comedy.
You're making up the rules now.
I say comedy.
I don't know, fine. Yeah. I'll give it a
just
watch
it. Okay. Jesus. So, Marge decides to call her ma'am.
I don't know why. I'm sorry to interrupt again. But like, jokes where there's someone else on the phone and someone else is trying to cover for it is the funniest thing.
It.
You probably know where I'm going with this already. I'm just that... That is probably one of the biggest laugh out loud moments as an adult watching Kenan and Kel.
Yeah.
You know, where he's on the phone, he's like, he's trying to get Chris to take him to his driving lesson. And he's like, how about 8:30? And Roger picks up, he's like, I think you have the wrong number. It's like, 8? And Kenan's on the other end like, 8's fine. And Roger's looking like, well, what? I don't know why, it just made me laugh so much. Like, what's Roger thinking? It's fine.
There's a Patreon series for us there. Keenan and Kel.
That comes next.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, it's so good.
But anyway, sorry. So So Marge, like, even this, I thought, like, Marge, I don't laugh a lot at, but yeah, I don't know why.
Good.
I thought this because Abe's trying to do on the other end, like,
I love you.
What? I love you, Mom.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you, Mom. Gotta go.
I love how, like, Grandpa as well is just like, he's not reading the room at all.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
No, don't do it. Like, you scare off. He's like, he just runs to the other phone. Like, and we get, love it. This is so good.
Such, like, one of the best jokes of the season, I think.
Yeah, hi. I got a special delivery for Homer Simpson.
That's me.
Don't write no more letters to Mr. Sinatra.
I've got a special delivery for Homer Simpson.
That's me.
Oh. Stop stealing golf balls from the driving range.
Homer Simpson, I've got a special delivery for you.
Go away.
You do not open the door, Mr. Simpson. I cannot give you your special delivery. Here's your special delivery.
Thanks.
That's for keeping me waiting.
If you do not open the door, Mr. Simpson, I cannot give you your special delivery.
The pause, like.
And it's like there's a little, like, short, bop. Like,
yeah, it's the short arm punch. Like.
That's for keeping me waiting. So funny.
Turns out the cell is just an arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, I think it's a great little wrinkle to the story.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, because there's so many sort of memorabilia stuff online nowadays that is shite. Like, you know, you're like, oh, you're buying 100% authentic, blah, blah, blah.
And I kind of did, like, I liked the, like, for that gag alone, it's worth it.
Yeah.
But, like, I kind of thought, like, that kind of was this thing that went nowhere in that, like, you know, spoiler.
It just gives Bart something to do, and it...
It adds a few gags to the episode, basically.
What I like, they kind of learn how to tie it in to the main story.
Yeah.
For a bit, and you get a bit of good stuff.
Yeah.
With a little interaction he has later on, but...
Yeah, that's worth it, but yeah.
Definitely. But yeah, you're right, that there's no resolution to it.
Yeah.
You know? And like, they even say it later on, it's like, oh, okay, like, you know. You get Nelson, actually, when he finds out that, like...
Again, a great joke.
Yeah, it's like the little, just like the.
He just imagines Nelson laughing, like, ha ha.
Yeah. And then it's like him writhing on the floor.
The quickie mark. Like, that is a great joke.
Really, really good. Like, the idea of, like, again, like, you think, oh, you're just picturing it.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, oh, is it actually happening, though? Like, is he in the room? Like a spirit? Like, you know?
I know. So many questions.
With Abe and Homer next in the living room, where he is, like, you know, talking about how
I used to really not like this bit.
I love it.
I love it now.
You know what, it reminds me of something, like something.
Yeah.
And it's funny that, like, I think they've stopped doing the animation now, but like Klasky Supo, remember those cartoons?
Oh yeah.
Like A Real Monsters, or like.
Why do I?
You know.
Terry, can I fill you up?
Boy. Seems like you strategically went...
I'm sorry, I ruined it.
You strategically went with the smaller glasses this week, so we'd have to fill them up plenty more times.
Oh, I don't, surely don't know what you're talking about. What I meant to do was give me a giant glass and give you a small one as a power move. I'm already sitting in the big chair.
Sitting on the phone book, But no, like, the animation, it reminded me of, like, something out of, like, Hey Arnold or something. Like, on one of those, like, where they would get, like, kind of trippy in those scenes on one of those Nickelodeon shows. Like, it was so different for The Simpsons.
It was very different. Yeah, I wonder if they got a whole different, if that was the same animators
They just, I remember at the start of season 5 or at the end of season 4, they'd swapped over from Klasky Supo to somebody else.
I remember
reading, like, so I just wonder, I don't know, but it worked for me big time. Like, I love the whole, and I love how, like,
just that bass line.
Yeah.
Now what you gotta do if you wanna get a kiss is act real smooth and make your move like this. Oh, I see. So if I take your advice and make your patented move, then my chances for love will slightly improve.
Now, what's that rule?
Play it cool.
You get like, we haven't had a lot of comic book guy.
Yeah.
Is this his first appearance?
No.
But like his first one this season, or one of them, like, no. Hasn't been a lot of them. Like,
I think he was definitely.
I'm trying to think. I was thinking, I was like, because his voice sounded weird.
Hmm.
Where he was like, this is Snagglepuss, drawn by Hugh Keisler. It is worth something. And he's like, this is an arm, drawn by nobody. It is worth nothing. And he's like, when he's like groaning, he's like, no groaning in my store.
Good impression.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah.
But like,
I don't break out often.
I tell you what, the older I get, the more like dead on I see comic book guy as, because don't you so know people like that, yeah. Like just like that. And I would have thought like that
if he you're was, American, like
it's not like, no, it's not. You know, and it's not saying everyone who's into comics is like no, that, but you certainly know people who are like that. You know,
definitely.
So like, yeah, it's dead on.
I did like how when they're at, it's Grandpa and Grandma Simpson, I guess, or Grandma Bouvier.
Jackie.
Yeah, her too. When they're dancing. I love the music they're dancing to.
Yeah, Moonlight really Serenade. Nice.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah,
I did actually like that too.
And then I was thinking at the time, like, it doesn't really make much sense.
It doesn't make any sense that Mr. Burns is just... Is this what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Just shoehorns himself in. Like, hey, sport, can I have the next dance?
But also then, I think it really works though. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
It,
like,
it should
canonically
work.
Like, it's like, yeah. Like, oh, why, like, canonically.
Canonically?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not canon. Put it that way.
Very.
You okay? You're coming at you with some big words.
Listen, you're throwing a lot of big words at me right now.
But like, who else were they going to pick to rather than some rando guy?
Yeah.
Like, the fact that, like, Burnsy is, like, slithering around the dance floor, like,
they seem to make up the rules for Mr. Burns.
Yeah. Like, from week to, some guy, you can't lift a sponge off his head. And
exactly,
now he's, like,
yeah,
spinning her around, yeah, like. But at the same time, like I said, I think it really works.
Yeah.
Even
it wouldn't
if
have worked for anyone else, like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, it's not going to work with... Like, they've done it
Jasper
in,
or something.
They do it in the future where it's like they bring in the new old guy at the home. He's like, "Ooh, Zelda,
yeah,
why don't you come over here and I'll shoot you?" Whatever, you know. But
yeah, it does work for this.
Works for Burnsy here. I love Grandpa's solution to, after getting muscled in on, he's gonna give him the frowning of a lifetime.
And now, I like that after they come out and they're laughing and she's like, "You are the devil himself." Who told you? Yes, well.
I like how he comes and he's like, "Oh, I'd say you're an angel, but angels don't dance like that."
He's a smooth customer.
Yeah,
Mr. Burns.
And then I love how Smithers.
Smithers is disgruntled by the whole thing. Like,
no, yeah, straight away, we get Abe doing Jimmy Durante.
Now, I didn't get the reference, but I was quite a fan of just the scene. Like,
it's great, like, isn't it?
Walking,
like,
under. I started following this account called on Instagram, I'd recommend, called Scenic Simpsons.
Okay.
And it's all just like those sort of shots, like scenic shots or a sunset shot or like
that one
kid alone in the cafeteria, but at a distance. Like, they're really, they've got loads, like hundreds of thousands of followers. Like, but yeah, I don't know why. It's quite pleasing scrolling through, just seeing, like, you know, some guy like dusting the bleachers at sunset or something.
Where did you find that? Whatever, Simpson
wave.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
I liked the second one you put up. I guess.
I love that first one though. More so, I found that from your man's video. That video from Eyepatch Wolf or whatever it is.
Sure. Yeah.
It was a great video. Yeah. To be fair, but he went into loads of like current. I won't get into the whole thing now, but I mean, one of them was Simpson wave. It's like a big, like, it's a big, like, sort of, like, thing on its
movement.
Own. Yeah, where it's, like, it's all different artists or whatever, but, like, the general vibe is, like, this sort of melancholic, like, it redoes The Simpsons almost in a different story. Like, a lot of it had Milhouse on the thing, you know, where his hair is blown and he's, you know, he's in the playground.
And is it just, like, it's not stuff. It's not music from The Simpsons.
No, it's music remastered. made up to sometimes
scenery or whatever.
Yeah, or it'll have a little snippet at the start of an episode, but like the sky will be all purple or something like that. But I'm getting quite into that sort of music anyway. So when I seen that thing, I was like, well, I'm
a new wave goon, huh?
And me, the new wave goon.
That's terrible.
This
is green.
I can't tell you how often I think of that line. And me, the blue-haired goon.
Oh, that's terrible. It's like, first of all, this is green. Okay. That's great. That's why Krusty is one of the best characters. So
where were we? Oh, yes.
Jimmy Durante.
He's walking,
Well, I love how they...
Again, they've got this court order.
Yeah. They take it, but like I love how like their punishment is like they take the hat and like just like that line is what me and Brian used to argue about what it was. He said, "Where it's like, is it okay if I lay down in the street and died?" And we'd be like, "I used like you always say like." No, was what the answer was. And he's like, no, it's yes. Like, and I was like, no, it's better. No, like.
So you thought that the line in it was just no.
Yeah, which I think is better.
Well, BA got one over on you.
Yeah, I was young.
Naive fool.
Yeah.
Was this next bit, was this always in?
Yes, and I know what you're talking about.
When Burns is like, guess what happened to me last night?
I don't know, you and that old lady had sex.
I was like,
we used to be cut out.
Whoa.
It used to be cut out. And it was like one of those ones on RTE that they would edit some of the more risque things out. And I remember seeing it years later on Sky or whatever when they had stopped doing the cut and it was back in. But it was like the first time I saw it, I was like,
That was the first time I saw it. I was like,
oh. But I remember watching it there. I was like, I'm going to bring this up. but yeah.
He's like, do you know how many women have said no to me? 130, but only one since I've become a millionaire.
A billionaire!
A billionaire! Damn it!
Whoop-de-doo! Yeah. Whoop-de-doo, Mr. Florence. Whoop-de-doo, Mr. Physical Trainer. Whoop-de-doo, Mr. President.
I'm happy you finally found love.
Whoop-de-doo, Tarantula Town. Whoop-de-doo, employees. Everyone who found true love may leave early today.
Yeah!
I love the white guy.
Your man, he doesn't even like just run with the crowd and be like, fuck it, I'm going. Yeah. Like he's like, oh, now I have to stay.
Yeah. Memorandum to Mrs. Bouvier, read delineation of romantic intentions.
Too sappy. That's actually
I like
a great
how
joke.
He describes write a mash note to my girlfriend.
Darling one, read my words and hear my heart speak of a love soft and undying. A love that will be with you always. Sincerely, yada yada yada.
That's marvelous. When did you think of that so fast?
I sent it to you on your birthday. Excuse me, I have something in my eye.
Good Smithers,
thank
man.
You.
Good Smithers.
We should just do this.
I like how basically Homer and Marge, when they're discussing like mom's new boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
Homer's like, this guy's a repulsive, obnoxious old billionaire. So let's all be extra nice to him.
Yeah.
I love the scream as well. I know. I had a good chuckle. I'm like,
And Burns has to go back to the car. Hello, why it's. It's Fred Flintstone and his lovely wife Wilma. And little Pebbles.
Yeah. Like he just like barges by them. Mind if I come in?
Yeah.
He's like, I brought chocolate. Great gag. It's so obvious. But like he gives him the chocolate. It's like,
yabba
dabba do. We kind of get Homer comforting Marge and she's saying how awful. He's like, yes, money. You're right.
Your money's happiness.
So that's all. That's money. I like how he's just like patting her hand though and he's doing it like and then we get a great clip I think of Bart and Burnsy and looks like how Bart is like hi
like he's a nice guy or something.
You know grandma really likes it when her boyfriends are nice to me
but see what I don't understand is like they're going back and forth on this, and he's like, you don't have the guts, or something like that. One's ketchup, one's mustard. Yeah. But he squirts him with the mustard one, and then he gives him the money.
He's like, oh, he's take it.
His suit is already ruined.
But I love when he's like, ooh, the tables have turned now.
Like, and she walks in, they're just like, the guns to their heads.
Great, like, visual guy.
Yeah.
No. really dark joke coming up next, where it's Abe and he's depressed, so Jasper and the lads get him a cake. And they're like, uh oh.
Just coughing inside the cake or something.
Pretty much like, better go to the nurse. Like,
that joke is done so in so many different ways of like, we got you a cake, and then it's just like, what was it where they like baked it when the person was inside? Was that in a movie or
what the
show? It's like, oh, we should have put the girl in after we baked it. Or it was some, there was something.
Killed somebody like
that. Yeah, but there was some show popular. It was very popular. Oh, I can't think. If anyone's listening, please tell us what it is, because that'll drive you mad.
It won't drive me mad.
Well, I'll find out in a week or two.
Yeah. I'm getting some very odd text messages from Andy. Back at the Italian restaurant, we get Luigi. And Burnsy wants his finest bottle of vino.
Hey, you trust the Luigi, huh? He knows what to make a really nice the more.
I like that. And what does he say?
Hey, Salvatore, break out the cheap hooch for Mr. No Tip and some dried up old zombie he's a captured. I never actually knew what he said. Bring for Mr. No Tip and the dried up a zombie he's a captured.
Captured. <Yeah. laughs>
He's ruthless.
Yeah, he's a stealth, like a stealth bomber.
That is brilliant.
I like when Bart here is giving Homer back the money, where he's like, I charged $350 on your credit card. He's like, what? But even Bart's like, don't worry, I have the cash.
Yeah, and he just views it as just new money.
Yeah, like, oh, I can buy 70 transcript of Nightline. And like you said, that stern Mary Worth is going to remind him
not to do anything so stupid again.
Cue phone call.
Yeah, what was it?
It's an abandoned x-ray machine in the hospital if they want to go play with it.
Of course they would. Yeah.
Like, sure. This, when we jump over to the park, the picnic. if you look in your champagne, I think you'll find a little surprise.
I like the fact that like she drinks it and just has like a little joke, and then it's just like,
not to worry, I believe there's another one in here. Like, and then it's like the crack of like when he like goes down on one knee, like, yeah, my darling, since my kneecaps are filling with fluid as we speak, will you marry me? Cut to a great.
Yeah, marriage just saying, you can't marry
him. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, really good editing there.
And then the fact that she says he's a great kisser.
Homer's reaction. Yuck.
Yeah. And it kind of makes sense where Marge is like, what about Abe Simpson? And she's like, he's a dear, but he's too much of an old fusspot.
She's right, though.
Can't really argue
and
with
like,
that.
And even like when they showed the flashbacks to like Homer's mom with Abe, he was like a bad husband.
Yeah.
You know, like he just seemed like a grouch all the time. Yeah. Like, you know.
It's like, compared to Johnny Mr. Burns, he's Judge freaking Reinhold.
Now, Andy, name a George Reinhold movie.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Swing and a Miss.
What? He's in it.
Who is he?
He's the friend.
That is Alan Ruck.
What?
Is the name of the friend. Don't you Google a thing.
Siri? Was George Reinhold in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Sorry, I couldn't find anything like that.
You mugged me off in front of all.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Forget it. He wasn't in Ferris Bueller.
Nope.
He's the close talker in Seinfeld, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
To force an app to close.
Shut up.
He is the close talker in Seinfeld.
He wasn't in Ferris Bueller. I mean, I don't like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It's a great movie. Can't
stand it. But,
shake it up, baby.
Don't like it. He wasn't in that.
No, he was in Beverly Hills Cop 1, 2, and 3. In a season 3 episode of Arrested Development. Called, they're doing, it's like a mock trial. But it's his reality show. It's like mock trial with Jay Reinhold. It's like, no, I told you, it should have been called Mr. Reinhold's Courtroom.
I always liked Judge Reinhold.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, I haven't, is he dead? Or is
no, he's like, still around.
Why haven't I seen him at all in, like, 20 years?
Like,
is he not acting anymore?
I'd say, I don't know what he was really famous for. Like,
yeah,
like, you know, like, oh, yeah. Beverly Hills Cop is big ones that I would think of him, like, yeah. And Seinfeld. Maybe those two episodes of Seinfeld he did, like.
I love Judge Reinhold. I don't know. I just
he's
face,
very charming so. Man. Yeah. And, like, the other thing I always think of is Arrested Development. But, like, I'm sure he's working, doing other shitty stuff in between then, like.
Maybe we can get him on the podcast.
Yeah, sure, I'll show up. What is it?
It's like, now we're in Dublin. Sure, I'll fly. No, I'll pay myself.
I could have done more. So Grandpa is walking around town.
What does he find on the ground, Terry?
He finds a latex condo. Boy, I'd like to live in one of those.
Yeah. One for the adults.
Absolutely. Yeah. I did not get it as a child.
No, me neither. No.
And we get a funny, like, odd joke, I think, at the church where, first of all, I love Homer's tux.
Didn't notice it. What was it?
Blue.
Oh,
yeah. Like,
I noticed.
Bright blue. Like Dumb and Dumber blue.
Yeah.
And then.
Can I top you up?
Please.
Any last words before I top you up?
Before I bust your balls? Did you see the trailer for the new Jay and Silent Bob?
I didn't.
Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Is it good? Does it look good? I mean, I'm guessing no, but.
No, but I watched it twice. The first time I watched the trailer, I was like, oh, this looks awful. And the second time, I was like, it doesn't look as bad.
Usually, see, I never really watch a full trailer because trailers these days give away the entire movie.
Yeah,
I find most of them, and like the Bad Boys one didn't.
The good but trailers,
I'll like, stop like a minute and I'm like, okay, yeah, like, it looks good.
Some a trailer by like Tarantino, Christopher Nolan, something like that will like get you. You'd be like,
get
that,
you
looks, that looks really good,
yeah.
But I don't really know what's gonna happen.
Yes.
You know, like the
ones that just go from start to finish.
The,
like,
the ones. Like the directors, the strong directors that have a firm hand that be like, no, they're heavily involved in all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, whereas a lot of the ones just the studio's like, no, we're gonna do it. Like,
yeah, do the so sometimes the directors can.
I
have
think
a hand
like
in the trailer.
A lot
they
of
really
them have.
Should all, this should be part and parcel of it.
But I see a lot of them are like director for hire rather than.
Oh, like Paramount has
my,
hired me, so I'm just here
like,
to do a job.
It's
sort
like,
of.
Oh, he's a journeyman director. Whereas these. Guys like these sort of bigger fish, they'd be like, no, like there's a big twist in my film, or whatever. You can't give it away. Or
so
like,
say if someone like Scorsese,
he
has
would
a
have
new
he
movie,
would, he would have, I'd say, a big hand in what gets put in the trailer.
Would he go to a whatever movie company, Universal or whatever, and just
he
say,
would, I'd
I
say,
have this?
I would
new
say
he'd like,
have a lot of say up front with that or whatever.
Would
like
someone
that.
Come to him with a script first, like how did that normally work? You know,
well, no, because yeah, a lot of the time. He'd read the script and then be like, if he
yeah,
wants,
I'll be a
yeah,
part of it.
Yeah, yes or no. Like a lot of them nowadays, like they're writer directors, so they'll do their own thing. They'll bring this project. Like they had like a bidding war for Tarantino's last one because he was always part of the Weinstein.
Oh,
yeah, Miramax was his thing. Like, and
yeah.
He kind of was like, oh,
can't do
that,
anymore.
Yeah, so like all the like studios in Hollywood were like one of them. I think it was Warner Brothers. Like they put like a lot of like classic cars out on their lot, like to make it look because they knew that the script was set in like 1969. So it was like they put all these classic cars out on the lot when he was coming in to sort of like look at what you could
to, like,
see.
Woo
yeah,
him.
You know, yeah, kind of. So like,
that's really
yeah. It's he went with Sony in the end, but
is
like
that good.
Yeah, I mean, I've been reading a lot about Sony in that book I was telling
oh, yeah,
about, like
yeah.
In the Sony hacks and stuff like that. Like, so you know,
he's kind of like a cartoon character, isn't he?
Tarantino.
Yeah, yeah. Like you just look at him, he just looks
like he's a funny guy. I don't think I would like him. Like,
I reject your hypothesis.
I hate that. Like, what do you, like, and like, it's such a shame.
I reject your question.
It's such a shame because like watching the film, like her character doesn't have a lot of words to say in it, but at the same time. She kind of doesn't need to because she kind of embodies.
I do also reject that hypothesis. I haven't seen the movie.
No, but like,
Apparently Bruce Lee wasn't the best light or something in the movie. Or
apparently that's what he was like, though. Like, he's a bit of an arrogant guy. I think a lot of people were saying that, like, it's just the way they handle the fight scene with him. And right. I don't want to anymore. But
yeah,
like,
I will see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yes.
Anyway.
When so he ushers Barney to fill up the groom's side. Homer ushers Barney.
There's just one, like a
World
Nazi.
World War One, like a Kaiser.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like, and Bart and Lisa like are walking up the aisle, and it's like they're looking for Grandpa. Lisa's asking about Grandpa. I like this gag where Bart is saying, like, his reply just had a check to the gas company.
Yeah, it's a very old person thing to do.
Home, Marge and Smithers are walking down the aisle together.
Both disgruntled.
Yes, like that. And this Reverend Lovejoy.
Yeah.
And so when Eliphaz came down from Mount Hebron bearing figs, he offered them to Moham, who you will remember as the father of Shechem, and to Hazor on the occasion of their matrimony, much in the same...
We've heard enough about Blizzblaz and him-ham already. Get to the bloody point.
I loved it, like...
He's just so boring.
Much in the same...
We've heard enough of this Blizzblaz and him-ham already. Get to the bloody point.
And then Bart drops the ring.
The ring, you little imbecile, before I really lose my temper.
And then... Like... The music starts playing. Yeah. Burns' reaction to it, like...
Yeah, even though it's her favorite song. Yeah.
And then the whole, Mrs. Bouvier.
Yeah.
Do you, Jacqueline Bouvier, take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband?
Oh, Monty, my favorite song. How did...
I specifically requested no romantic music. What?
Mrs. Bouvier! Mrs. Bouvier! Honey, are you sure you want to be Mrs. Montgomery Burns? Wouldn't you rather be Mrs. Abraham J. Simpson?
No.
Oh.
I don't want to be either.
Hot diggity damn! That's good enough for me!
Mrs. Bouvier.
Like, he'd be dead by the... He crashes out the thing. Like, it's at least two stories high. It's like, it's like, don't marry him. But, like, he just gets straight up again.
Like, I love how the tone... You know, it's behind glass.
Yeah.
And then when he gets up, it's the same... There's no difference in the volume or whatever.
Mrs. Bouvier.
He's so softly spoken. Like,
yeah.
And then we get onto the bus. And...
I always thought this was a real song.
Turn off that racket!
Yeah, fat chance, pups.
Hello, Grandpa, my old friend. Your busy day is at an end. Your exploits have been sad and boring. They tell a tale that's worth ignoring. When you're alone, the words of your story will echo down the rest home hall. Cause no one at all can stand the sound of Grandpa.
Well,
I mean, I know it's based on the sound of silence.
Yes, what's the movie?
The Graduate.
Hey, there he is.
I said it confidently at the end. I was like, oh shit, is it?
Yeah. Did you look that up too?
I didn't.
Honestly.
No, I didn't. I knew the Mrs. Whatever was from The Graduate, so I just assumed it was still going.
One of the great endings.
I haven't seen it.
One of the great endings to a film ever.
What movie? What year was that? 70 something?
62?
Sure.
Maybe 69. I don't know. Like, go on.
Siri, what year was The Graduate released?
The Graduate was released the 8th of August, 1968.
Oh, 68.
Hmm,
nice. Ah. Yeah. Well, that's it. That's the episode summed up.
So, Terry, should we get into ratings?
Please.
Well,
let me ask you something, Mr. Suckale. What do you think of this episode?
I thought it was good. I wasn't mad on the open the first few minutes. In general, like, it's going to be hard if you've got most of the main cast as side characters and, you know, you got the old people as the main. Having said that, there was some really, really good jokes in it. So even by their in not so good episodes, they still, like, bring big laughs. So it was good, not great. Mm. That's how I put it. My MVP... MVP would be Marge Simpson.
Ooh, whoa.
I figure she's not going to get a lot of opportunities to get the MVP, and I thought she was quite good in this one. And my rating, since you asked, would be a 7.8.
I really have no idea where that puts it on your spectrum. Like,
I don't either, but let's see. 7.8 if you're interested.
It's probably like your second lowest, and then you'll be like, oh wait, no, 8.5.
No, that's fairly up there. I've ranging usually most of my scores, to be honest, are 7 point something. So
crazy. Why are we doing this for?
What did I say? 7.8? Yeah.
If you don't like the Simpsons, just tell me.
7.8 is a very decent score for what this episode was. What did you think?
I really enjoyed this episode. I kind of liked how they eased you into it. I liked the whole setting with the birthday party. I liked what they were doing with the animation and stuff. Like you say, some very, very good jokes.
Yeah.
But I do agree that, like, some characters get a bit short shrift.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could do it a bit more. I loved what Homer was doing, the limited bits he got, but like, I wanted a bit more. And it wasn't like, say, in the Seymour episode, the last two ones where he's carrying the load.
Yeah.
You don't need Homer there. I kind of felt like, I don't know, Grandpa is not as engaging a character as Skinner has been, or anything like that. Like, you know, you needed something a little bit more. That's why I think they probably brought Burns in.
Yeah, I don't think Abe is strong enough to carry an episode.
No, to give it a bit of a kick or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was, it was good. Like, I thought a lot of good stuff with Burnsy as well.
Yeah,
like,
I love Burns.
My favorite one this year has been a Burns episode. So it's kind of, but since then,
it hasn't been fairly.
Like, I liked the casino episode. I thought he was good in, but like, I was a bit disappointed with like the Bart is his heir
one.
I liked how they kind of rebooted him here a little bit, for lack of a better term, like, and sort of gave him a different
hot new whatever.
Dynamic or whatever, like, you know. But a solid episode, above average.
MVP
for me would be
I'll have to hurry you, Terry.
I guess Grandpa.
You know, it doesn't have to be.
It's spread out so evenly in this episode
that
nobody really stood out for me.
Steals the show.
I can see why you're saying Marge, because like, Grandpa has a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of good stuff that just happens around him, which is like, you know.
Yeah, he's like the lightning.
Like, I'd say, like, the biggest jokes actually came from around Bart.
At the same time,
I wouldn't give him MVP because it's not him that's doing it. It's stuff that he's around just him. Interacting with. Like, rating would be a solid
8.4. A stinking review by Terry Conner standards.
No, it's a solid. My tippy top has been like 9.
Your top was
2, right?
9.2, which was last week.
And what's my bottom? Like 7?
Your bottom is 7.3.
Yeah. So look, that there you go right there. It's actually smack dab in the middle.
Okay. Mine's fairly smack dab in the middle by my own ratings. Yeah. So
Shut up.
Terry, should we get our plugs in?
Please.
Where can they find us?
You can find us on Facebook at Put an H, Die Hard Simpsons Podcast. You can email us at putinhpodcast@gmail.com. Where else can they find us?
Twitter,
you say?
Put an H Podcast. Please follow us there. You can find us on Insta. And we're probably almost more active on Insta these days than Instagram than the other platforms. At Put It in H Podcast, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your
you can on drop, demand you can audio. Drop us a review if you'd like to.
We would actually insist on it.
Yeah.
A 5-star review is essential, to be honest, to keep this show going. We haven't charted in weeks, Terry. Oh, so, I'm getting a bit pissed off, if you don't mind me. No, Matt, Terry, yeah, I'm pissed.
Yeah. Matt, he's a blue belt now. He will beat me, all right?
And now, obviously, that's... I kid, it would be very supportive if they could do that. Terry, why don't you tell them how else they can support us?
You can support us by visiting paypal.me/putitinhpod.
What's that address again?
paypal.me/putitinhpod. You can give us as much or as little as you like to defer the
Let's
running costs.
Cut the crap.
Oh, Jesus.
£20 minimum, £100 maximum. All right.
We'd like to come into our gold circle.
We've got stickers. If you contribute any sort of review or any sort of
monetary
gains, give us your details. We'll send you a sticker. Guaranteed.
Perfect. All right. You heard it here.
You want to put in an H sticker with a little microphone on it with Homer's hair on top? Just write us a review or give us some money.
Apparently we're Ireland's only Simpsons review podcast.
Certainly the only one worth mentioning.
Oh,
shots fired.
What do we got next episode, Andy? What are we reviewing? I would happen to say that it might be your favorite episode of The Simpsons ever.
Secrets of a Successful Marriage?
Why, yes, Andy.
Just eat the damn orange. I am very much looking forward to that, and I have been since we started the podcast.
Andy just swiveled around in his chair.
I spun around in my chair. It was a visual gag.
No hands.
And my trousers are pulled right up to my knees.
Dear.
So it's hot in here.
Everything's coming up can't wait.
You were. All right, well.
We shall talk to you then.
See you next time, folks.
Excuse me. Wait! Damn it, kid. You pushed my buttons. You literally pushed every elevator button. Awful lot of spunk. What a little punk. Hits every goddamn floor, runs out the door. I knew that that kid stunk. From one look at birth, I knew this day would come. Now he's a hoodlum.
Going down?
We are going up.
Are you certain?
Yup. Adam Klein, that prick, pulled a little trick.
Ugh, when will he grow up?
Kids like that don't grow up. No, they shoot up and die.
Man, you're an angry guy.
I know. All I ever wanted was to not be a doorman. Maybe play for the Yankees. Or be wealthy in general.
But we don't get what we want, so we must love what we get.
Would you like to go out socially?
Down?
No, we're going up. Some kid pushed every floor. But come and ride because it's merrier with more. Yes, we're going up to the penthouse in the sky. Of course, little Adam Klein's a shitty guy. Yes, we're going up. Moving?
Moving, so to speak. Not to be oblique. But the truth is I live somewhere else. It's unique. Till today, I was lately a home-wrecking sneak. It was pretty bleak.
Going down?
Ha! Is the bastard now.
Jesus Christ.
Have you any shame?
Oh, my God.
It's the guy that cheats.
And I've the receipts.
And his tipping is lame.
Does the whole co-op suddenly know my affairs?
Care to take the stairs?
Stairs.
Yeah, right. I hate the stairs.
I mean, going down them isn't the worst, but going up.
Stairs in either direction is a nightmare.
God, I love elevators.
God, I love this co-op.
Me too.
Me too.
great!
I'm going up. Co-ops really cooperate. It's a hassle, but still somehow kind of great. So we're going up.
Going up.
Rising purgatory. Checking in on everyone and every story. Yes, we're going.
Hello.
Hello.
Terry.
Andy.
Where are you?
Andy's been dead for 10 years.